the purpose of the...
The purpose, of course, is not yet revealed. But you have attracted yourself. Surely you are not as if you have fallen into an error. Kashyati, you are deliberately, you are chosen. So there is surely a purpose in it. Why he has chosen? Utkramantam sthitam cha api bhunjanam va gunanvitam. Whether you are moving about, whether you are stable, whether you are enjoying bhunjanam va gunanvitam, you are enjoying the gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. It's a very rapid statement because again Shri Krishna does not repeat that all these senses are part of Prakriti and Prakriti is Trigunatmaka. This is all assumed because this is already told earlier. So whether you are moving about or you are stable or you are enjoying or you are absorbed in the gunas, vimugdhaha na anupashyanti. Those who are ignorant, they don't see that it is the jiva which is experiencing all these things. But pashyanti jnana chakshushaha. But those who are awakened in knowledge, they know this jiva is enjoying. So even in the stage of bondage, you do not know that you are in bondage. As Shankaracharya says, the mark of ignorance is that it is not suspected. You do not have even the suspicion that you are ignorant. You don't even doubt that you are doubting. You are in a state of doubt, but you do not know that you are doubting. You are ignorant, but you are not doubting that you are ignorant. It is taken for granted. You don't know that you are bound. You become aware of bondage only when certain circumstances press you down. Then you feel, why this? And then the starting point of freedom begins.
Yatantaha yoginascha enam pashyanti atmani avasthitam. Yatantaha, making a big effort, yoginaha cha enam pashyanti. The yogins come to perceive it by a great effort. Atmani avasthitam. They become settled in themselves. Yatantaha api akrita atmanaha na enam pashyanti achetasaha. But those who are ignorant, who do not get awakened, akritatmanaha, very important word, akritatmanaha, those who do not develop, krita means one who develops, individuals, atmanaha means individuals, who develop the spiritual element in them. They are akritatmanaha. Those who remain only body, life and mind as they are and don't allow the development of jiva in the body, life and mind, they are akritatmanaha. Jiva is present, but they are absolutely bound in the body, life and mind so much they do not make an effort, or even if they make an effort, but if they are absolutely ignorant and they do not want to be awakened, then they do not develop that jiva in their body, life and mind. Development of jiva in the body, life and mind is kritatma. All of us who become aware of jiva's presence, and if you begin to develop, this is the concept of the psychic being. The jiva, when developed in the body, life and mind, is a psychic consciousness, is a psychic being. A formation takes place which is angushta matram in the beginning. This is the Kathopanishad statement that the jiva, when it begins to develop in the body, life and mind, it is first in the shape of an angushta matram. It looks as if it is only a small little thumb. in the ocean of ignorance, body, life and mind. Afterwards begins to grow more and more, becomes a lotus. Then you realize what you are truly, and then you understand what is jiva. Jiva, which is unborn, becomes realized when this kritatma, when this psychic being develops. But those who do not develop, they are akritatmanaha. They do not develop that consciousness, that jiva consciousness. Yatantaha api, even if they try, but they remain ignorant. If they do not do yoga, in the first sentence, yatantaha, they are trying, but who are you trying? Yoginaha. If you become yogi and if you try, then you will see it. But otherwise, even if you try, but if you do not become yogi, then na enam pashyanti, you will not see it.
Yes, kritatma can be translated as a psychic being?
Yes, you can do that. Yada aditya gatam tejaha jagat bhasayate akhilam yat chandram asi yatcha agnav tat tejaha viddhi mamakam. When you realize, now there comes the question of your release. You can see in 3-4 sentences, bondage is described, experience of bondage is described, effort is described, coming out of bondage is described, you become liberated, and then what do you understand, what do you realize? You realize tejaha, you realize the light. What light? Yada aditya gatam tejaha, the light which is burning in the suns, by which the whole world becomes illumined. Yada aditya gatam tejaha jagat bhasayate akilam, yat chandramasi, whatever is the moon, whatever is in the moon, whatever light is in the moon, yatcha agnav, whatever is in the fire, tat tejaha viddhi mamakam, it is that light which you realize is myself, is my light. So this is the first experience of release from bondage. You first experience the light of the divine.